All right, folks, it's time for a fish report. It's been a while, Lee.
Hey, yeah, I've just crawled off my deathbed. Sorry about the absence there, but I got that cold that's been going around.
Well, in a way, I think it kind of coincided with a little high water.
I think so. It seems I didn't miss much because that water, it shot right up with that rain. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of which, is it coming down now?
It is. It's kind of taking its time, but we're not, like we were just talking, not getting really that much rain right now. Mm-hmm. So, and what's up high seems to be turning into snow and staying snow and not really contributing much to the flow in the river. Yeah. So it'll march its way down as long as that rain doesn't come. And now, like I was saying too, I'm not a weather forecaster. I try to be a fish forecaster, but as long as it doesn't rain, it should chill out and get back to fishable by, you know, as soon as the next couple days.
Well, I've been having a heck of a time trying to figure out what the weather's going to do and having any confidence in saying anything about it. But I guess the one thing you could say, as it gets colder, it'll stay up in the hills as snow. Yeah. And so that's got to make a difference.
Yeah, and, you know, the temps kind of chill out. So that'll make some of those fish in the lower river back off. They want to be in that Columbia maybe when it gets a little colder because it's a little warmer there, a little more stable, not as much flux. So maybe some of the fish that were going to come up might not be flying up into the system quite as quickly as they were at first. But luckily, because they were, we've got a good push of fish that are up in the system. And I talked to my friend Brad at Bobber Down. He was fishing yesterday. He got a couple. So it's already in fishable water. And a lot of those water marks that I look for, those rocks and whatnot on the sides, they're back to about where I want to see them.
Okay.
And I would definitely caution people, though, be careful. You probably can't even cross this river in most places. So just be careful where you're walking. Look at it twice before you walk into it.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask. I know it's coming down, but I see a lot of people out there in it. But it's still on a little on the high side.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, until at this time of the year, I'd prefer to be fishing it. You know, a fellow guide that's been doing it longer than me, Griff, he's saying same thing I kind of feel. 500 is like a real magic number. Mm-hmm. 500-600, it gets lower than 3 or 4. That's really low and slow.
We're talking cubic feet.
Yeah, CFS, cubic feet per second. And that's, you know, so once we get back into that 500 to 700, we'll be back into the totally no problem, pretty much regular water. But like I said, you know, you can get into the fish now. I'd hit them up with some stoneflies, peacock, goldens. And still on the egg for a little bit, and then maybe some of those smaller nymphs like the PT Cruiser there and the Zug Bugs.
PT Cruiser? I didn't know you had a PT Cruiser.
Well, it's a pheasant tail, and it's kind of old school, and old schoolers like to drive those PT Cruisers. Not you, though, my man, that giant Hurricane Hulk green thing out there. That's your wheels. Yeah. You know, I would encourage people to get out there. I've been out there doing some surveys on those coho.
Yeah.
And it's been really interesting to watch where those fish are, and they are just all over the place right
really?
Now. Yeah.
Well, you were saying that they kind of turned up in a place they weren't supposed to turn
up. Yeah, right? Yeah, well, it seems that they bum-rushed into the that new historic side channel that the Yakima Nation had re-enhanced, and they found it to be quite to their liking.
Huh, I'll be darned.
Yeah, I guess that's what they were hoping for.
Well, it's surprising, isn't it, what they like? I mean, they don't need a lot of flow. They don't need a lot of depth. I mean,
they like those little side channels. You know, on the coast, they'd be up in the ditches alongside the road by Kendall up the Nooksack. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the upwell, you know, that smaller water. They got to find their niche, and it's just where they've evolved to be in those little sides. And so be aware of that, too. While they're spawning and you're walking, just try to give them a wide berth. Try not to kick anything down into their reds, and just try to walk on the bigger rocks so you're not crunching those eggs.
Yeah. So, they might be right close to some houses.
Yeah. And try not to scare them off. They're trying to get their stuff done, you know. And definitely, you know, I mean, it's open for them, but I don't make a habit of fishing for spawning pairs or anything myself.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, if you need any more info, I'll get the blog back to rolling. There was a short gap there, and now that the water's right and I'm right, if you need any more info, you can expect to find it there at Fly Fisher's Pro Shop. And Metau Fishing Adventures will do our best to keep you filled in. And, hey, stay warm, stay dry, because it's getting kind of cool. But it is cool to be out there, so get your fish on.